left, she was working on the deck of this barge, about to go. And the boom of the crane fell and crushed her.
Oh, you told me that story, huh?
And I might have. And so I had to, I wanted to go visit the boat, I mean the barge and the crane for the purposes of trying the case. I'd go down there. Venice was at the end of the line. I mean, that's what the road ended at Venice. That's it. The end of the world. When I tried the case, I might as well have my client lied.
That's so your still, first client won, that lied.
I still won the case.
Really?
No, I made that up.
What?
Your client lied?
Yeah, he did. He lied. He lied. Said that he wouldn't. He didn't try to start his lawnmower and have pictures of him trying his lawnmower.
You knew he lied?
His boat. Then I knew he lied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew he lied after he lied. told me, and you know.
Yeah. And then you saw the pictures.
He'd say, well, they got pictures of me. Well, Felix, I don't care if they got pictures of you. You just tell the truth. He almost got me in trouble, but the judge knew me. Judge Boyle.
And
if it hadn't been for the judge knowing me, he'd have got me in trouble. They finally prosecuted him for perjury. But I won the case. But the jury awarded him $50,000. But when he had a leather legging that he would use around his leg from his knee on down to his ankle. And I mean, it was awful looking when he finally got well. And when I had him take that legging off in front of the jury, and I could see the jury just wincing. And I said, I'll walk away if I win. I'll walk away with the gold house. But then he had to lie, and I had to tell the jury, yeah, he lied.
Oh, wait, what did he lie about?
He lied about saying that he did not try to start his lawnmower or his motorboat.
Did something was wrong with his hand,
too? They had pictures of him.
Trying to start his lawnmower inside his boat.
No.
Starting just motors. Because he had something wrong with his hand too, Papa?
He had to start his lawnmower with pulling like you ordinarily see people pull a string to start the lawnmower.
No.
You had the same principle in the boat, on the motor.
Before you had
the motor. Okay.
And he was saying he couldn't do that because of that?
Yeah, he said he didn't do that. And they had pictures of it. And when he asked me, I told him I didn't worry about asking about pictures. I said, Felix, and I tell them all my clients, I mean, whether it's good or bad, tell the truth. You lie, you can get caught in a lie. And he got caught in a lie.
Sure enough, but he won anyway.
Yeah, he won. Well, there was no question about it.
I love that.
Well, in that particular trial, what happened was what caused the boom of the crane, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Boom of the crane to fall, but the boom of the crane is manipulated on a drum, on a big metal drum, and there's a wire that fits on inside the drum, and they had a peg that supposedly held the wire in the drum, and the wire is what rolled around the drum, either went up or down. In other words, as you release the drum to lower it, the wire would unwrap from the drum. You want to raise the boom, the roll, you turn the drum to where it rolled, just like if you had a spool of thread.
Right.
You know, you wind up going up, going up, and unravel around the drum as it went down. And that the wedge fell out, and that loosened the wire rope and manipulated the boom, and that's what caused it. I mean, there's nothing to hold it, and it just unraveled, and the boom fell on top of it. But there was no way I was going to boozy. The boat, the barge was being leased by the California company to do the work. And the man, that owner of the boom, of the crane, had only $100,000 insurance. And the reason why I tried the case was that I told him I'd settle for $125,000 at that time. But they wouldn't pay me the $125,000. So that's why we tried the case. And I wanted to stick California company, find the California company guilty of negligence in the case, so I could get more than the $100,000 that the owner of the crane had. I was asking for more than $100,000 to sell it. Well, I won, but then I didn't. And I stuck. They held the California company liable, meaning that the California company would have had to pay. If it was over $100,000, I would have stuck the California company for that kind of money. But it didn't work out that way with his lives. And let me tell you, when he got off that witness stand and we finished trying that case, that we didn't finish trying it, but we finished for the day. It was 5 o'clock. We had a man on the jury from the Luling. And he had to ride a bus to come into town and ride a bus to go home at night. So he couldn't get to work couldn't get to the jury duty before 10 o'clock. We couldn't start court till 10. And we had to quit at 5 so he could ride a 6 o'clock bus to go home. So he was, he actually controlled the case. So when we knocked off at 5 o'clock that day, I had him staying at the Modigliano Hotel. At that time, the federal court was on the Royal Corner, Royal Conti, which was formerly the Supreme Court of Louisiana, housing, where it was ours. Then they closed the Supreme Court and built a new building in New Orleans on Loyola. Then, after it was the federal court took over that old building there. It was the old Supreme Court building. And they discontinued using it for the Supreme Court when they put the new Supreme Court. Then the federal system, while they were remodeling the federal courthouse on Magazine and Borders, they remodeled the old Supreme Court building, and that's where I tried that case, the old Supreme Court building. And that's where we had the case.